Now let us listen to Chapter 4, A Truly Beautiful Mind. Introduction. The story of Einstein tries to show him as a human being, a fairly ordinary person who had his likes and dislikes, his streaks of rebellion, and his problems. The class can think about how a great person was perceived before being recognized as great. It is not as though great people are born with a special sign that allows us to recognize them instantly. What qualifies in a person then makes them a genius or a great person? You can take the help of a science teacher to explain Einstein's theory of relativity, to talk about Einstein, and build inter-subject cooperation. The exercise of matching headings to paragraphs in the lesson is useful for finding the topic sentence or to scan a photograph for specific information. Students may be asked to provide a different heading if they feel some other point is equally important. Students should be guided to write a newspaper report. Note the points given below. Illustrate them by bringing examples from newspapers into the class and ask students to bring their own examples. A report should have 1. A headline, 2. Name of the reporter, for example, by a staff reporter, etc. 3. Place, date, source. The source may also be given at the end of the report. The beginning is usually an expansion of the headline. The middle paragraph gives the details. It is followed by the conclusion or the summing up. The report should be brief, but the headline and the style should be eye-catching. Sometimes, important points are given in a box in the center of the report. Regarding the language of the reports, 1. Passives for past action. For example, it is found or has been unearthed. 2. Present tense for statements, like the document contains or the manuscript describes, etc. This unit has a passage for dictation, an anecdote. Dictation is an exercise that requires the individual participation of each student. It fosters unconscious thinking and draws attention to language form. Students can also be given opportunities for self or peer correction after the dictation. Students should first read the passage silently, noticing the use of punctuation marks. The passage to be dictated should be read aloud twice in the class with proper intonation and pauses between meaningful phrases. The passage is read a third time for students to check through. Now let us listen to the chapter, A Truly Beautiful Mind. Before you read, what do you think of when you hear the word genius? Who is a genius? What qualities do you think a genius has? We shall now read about a young German civil servant who took the world by storm about 100 years ago. In the summer of 1905, the 26-year-old published in quick succession four groundbreaking papers about light, the motion of particles, the electrodynamics of moving bodies, and energy. His work took up only a few pages in scientific journals, but changed forever our understanding of space, time, and the entire cosmos, and transformed the name Einstein into a synonym for genius. 50 years after his death, Albert Einstein's genius still reigns. A truly beautiful mind. Paragraph 1. Albert Einstein was born on 14th March 1879 in the German city of Ulm, without any indication that he was destined for greatness. On the contrary, his mother thought Albert was a freak. To her, his head seemed much too large. Paragraph 2. At the age of 2.5, Einstein still wasn't talking. When he finally did learn to speak, he uttered everything twice. Einstein did not know what to do with other children, and his playmates called him Brother Boring. So the youngster played by himself much of the time. He especially loved mechanical toys. Looking at his newborn sister, Maja, he is said to have said, "Fine, but where are her wheels?" Paragraph 3. A headmaster once told his father that what Einstein chose as a profession won't matter because he'll never make a success at anything. Einstein began learning to play the violin at the age of 6 because his mother wanted him to. He later became a gifted amateur violinist, maintaining this skill throughout his life. Paragraph number 4. But Albert Einstein was not a bad pupil. He went to high school in Munich, where Einstein's family had moved when he was 15 months old, and scored good marks in almost every subject. Einstein hated the school's regimentation and often clashed with his teachers. At the age of 15, Einstein felt so stifled there that he left the school for good. Paragraph 5. The previous year, Albert's parents had moved to Milan and left their son with relatives. After prolonged discussion, Einstein got his wish to continue his education in German-speaking Switzerland, in a city which was more liberal than Munich. Paragraph 6. Einstein was highly gifted in mathematics and interested in physics, and after finishing school, he decided to study at a university in Zurich. But science wasn't the only thing that appealed to the dashing young man with the walrus moustache. Paragraph 7. He also felt a special interest in a fellow student, Mileva Marić, whom he found to be a clever creature. This young Serb had come to Switzerland because the university in Zurich was one of the few in Europe where women could get degrees. Einstein saw in her an ally against the Philistines. Those people in his family and at the university with whom he was constantly at odds. The couple fell in love. Letters survive in which they put their affection into words, mixing science with tenderness. Wrote Einstein, "How happy and proud I shall be when we both have brought our work on relativity to a victorious conclusion." Paragraph 8. In 1900, at the age of 21, Albert Einstein was a university graduate and unemployed. He worked as a teaching assistant, gave private lessons, and finally secured a job in 1902 as a technical expert in the patent office in Bern. While he was supposed to be assessing other people's inventions, Einstein was actually developing his own ideas in secret. He is said to have jokingly called his desk drawer at work the Bureau of Theoretical Physics. Paragraph 9. One of the famous papers of 1905 was Einstein's special theory of relativity, according to which time and distance are not absolute. Indeed, two perfectly accurate clocks will not continue to show the same time if they come together again after a journey, if one of them has been moving very fast relative to the other. From this followed the world's most famous formula, which describes relationship between mass and energy, E is equal to mc square. In this mathematical equation, E stands for energy, m for mass, and c for the speed of light in a vacuum, about 3 lakh kilometers per second. Paragraph 10. While Einstein was solving the most difficult problems in physics, his private life was unraveling. Albert had wanted to marry Mileva right after finishing his studies, but his mother was against it. She thought Mileva, who was 3 years older than her son, was too old for him. She was also bothered by Mileva's intelligence. "She is a book like you," his mother said. Einstein put the wedding off. Paragraph 11. The pair finally married in January 1903 and had 2 sons. But a few years later, the marriage faltered. Mileva, meanwhile, was losing her intellectual ambition and becoming an unhappy housewife. After years of constant fighting, the couple finally divorced in 1919. Einstein married his cousin, Elsa, the same year. Paragraph 12. Einstein's new personal chapter coincided with his rise to world fame. In 1915, he had published his general theory of relativity, which provided a new interpretation of gravity. An eclipse of the sun in 1919 brought proof that it was accurate. Einstein had correctly calculated in advance the extent to which the light from fixed stars would be deflected through the sun's gravitational field. The newspapers proclaimed his work as a scientific revolution. Paragraph 13. Einstein received the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1921. He was showered with honors and invitations from all over the world and lauded by the press. Paragraph 14. When the Nazis came to power in Germany in 1933, Einstein emigrated to the United States. 5 years later, the discovery of nuclear fission in Berlin had American physicists in an uproar. Many of them had fled from fascism, just as Einstein had. And now they were afraid the Nazis could build and use an atomic bomb. Paragraph 15. At the urging of a colleague, Einstein wrote a letter to the American President, Franklin D. Roosevelt, on 2nd August 1939, in which he warned, "A single bomb of this type, exploded in a port, might very well destroy the whole port together with some of the surrounding territory." His words did not fail to have an effect. The Americans developed the atomic bomb in a secret project of their own and dropped it on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. Paragraph 16. Einstein was deeply shaken by the extent of the destruction. This time, he wrote a public missive to the United Nations. In it, he proposed the formation of a world government. Unlike the letter to Roosevelt, this one made no impact. But over the next decade, Einstein got ever more involved in politics, agitating for an end to the arms buildup and using his popularity to campaign for peace and democracy. Paragraph 17. When Einstein died in 1955 at the age of 76, he was celebrated as a visionary and world citizen as much as a scientific genius. In the box, Otto Neugebauer, the historian of ancient mathematics, told a story about the boy Einstein that he characterizes as a legend, but that seems fairly authentic. As he was a late talker, his parents were worried. At last, at the supper table one night, he broke his silence to say, "The soup is too hot." Greatly relieved, his parents asked why he had never said a word before. Albert replied, "Because up to now, everything was in order." In the words of Albert Einstein, "When you sit with a nice girl for 2 hours, it seems like 2 minutes. When you sit on a hot stove for 2 minutes, it seems like 2 hours. That is relativity. Word meanings. Freak is a word used to disapprovingly to talk about a person who is unusual and doesn't behave, look, or think like others. Amateur means doing something for personal enjoyment rather than as a profession. Regimentation means order or discipline taken to an extreme. Stifled means unable to breathe, suffocated. Liberal means willing to understand and respect others' opinions. Ally means a friend or an associate. Philistines. A word used disapprovingly to talk about people who do not like art, literature, or music. Patent means a document which gives the right of an invention to an inventor. Absolute means measured in itself, not in relation to anything else. Unraveling means starting to fail. Faltered means became weak. Deflected means changed direction because it hit something. In an uproar means very upset. Missive means letter, especially long and official. Visionary means a person who can think about the future in an original and intelligent way. Thinking about the text. 1. Here are some headings for paragraphs in the text. Write the number or numbers of the paragraph or paragraphs for each title against the heading. The first one is done for you. First, Einstein's equation. Paragraph number 9. Second, Einstein meets his future wife. Mention the paragraph. Third, the making of a violinist. Mention the paragraph. Fourth, Mileva and Einstein's mother. Mention the paragraph. Fifth, a letter that launched the arms race. Mention the paragraph. Sixth, a desk drawer full of ideas. Mention the paragraph. Seventh, marriage and divorce. Mention the paragraph. 2. Who had these opinions about Einstein? A. He was boring. B. He was stupid and would never succeed in life. C. He was a freak. 3. Explain what the reasons for the following are. First, Einstein leaving the school in Munich for good. Second, Einstein wanting to study in Switzerland rather than in Munich. Third, Einstein seeing in Mileva an ally. Fourth, what do these tell you about Einstein? 4. What did Einstein call his desk drawer at the patent office? Why? 5. Why did Einstein write a letter to Franklin Roosevelt? 6. How did Einstein react to the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki? 7. Why does the world remember Einstein as a world citizen? 8. Here are some facts from Einstein's life. Arrange them in chronological order. Einstein publishes his special theory of relativity. He is awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Einstein writes a letter to US President Franklin D. Roosevelt and warns against Germany's building of an atomic bomb. Einstein attends a high school in Munich. Einstein's family moves to Milan. Einstein is born in the German city of Ulm. Einstein joins a university in Zurich, where he meets Mileva. Einstein dies. He provides a new interpretation of gravity. Tired of the school's regimentation, Einstein withdraws from the school. He works in a patent office as a technical expert. When Hitler comes to power, Einstein leaves Germany for the United States. Thinking about language. First part. Here are some sentences from the story. Choose the word from the brackets which can be substituted for the italicized words in the sentences. 1. A few years later, the marriage faltered. Bracket start. Failed, broke, became weak. Bracket close. 2. Einstein was constantly at odds with people at the university. Bracket start. On bad terms, in disagreement, unhappy. Bracket close. 3. The newspapers proclaimed his work as a scientific revolution. Bracket start. Declared, praised, showed. 4. Einstein got over more involved in politics, agitating for an end to the arms build-up. Bracket start. Campaigning, fighting, supporting. Bracket close. 5. At the age of 15, Einstein felt so stifled that he left the school for good. Bracket start. Permanently, for his benefit, for a short time. Bracket close. 6. 5 years later, the discovery of nuclear fission in Berlin had American physicists in an uproar. Bracket start. In a state of commotion, full of criticism, in a desperate state. Bracket close. 7. Science wasn't the only thing that appealed to the dashing young man with the walrus moustache. Bracket start. Interested, challenged, worried. Bracket close. Second part. Study the following sentences. Einstein became a gifted amateur violinist, maintaining this skill throughout his life. Letters survive in which they put their affection into words, mixing science with tenderness. The parts in italics in the above sentences begin with ing verbs and are called participial phrases. Participial phrases say something more about the person or thing talked about or the idea expressed by the sentence as a whole. For example, Einstein became a gifted amateur violinist. He maintained this skill throughout his life. Complete the sentences below by filling in the blanks with suitable participial clauses. The information that has to be used in the phrases is provided as a sentence in brackets. 1. Blank. The firefighters finally put out the fire. Bracket start. They worked round the clock. Bracket close. 2. She watched the sunset above the mountain. Blank. Bracket start. She noticed the colors blending softly into one another. Bracket close. 3. The excited horse pawed the ground rapidly. Blank. While it neighed continually. 4. Blank. I found myself in Bangalore, instead of Benares. Bracket start. I had taken the wrong train. Bracket close. 5. Blank. I was desperate to get to the bathroom. Bracket start. I had not bathed for 2 days. Bracket close. 6. The stone steps, blank, needed to be replaced. Bracket start. They were worn down. Bracket close. 7. The actor received hundreds of letters from his fans, blank. Bracket start. They asked him to send them his photograph. Bracket close. Writing newspaper reports. Here are some notes which you could use to write a report. 21st August 2005. Original handwritten manuscript of Albert Einstein unearthed. By student Rowdy Boenik in the University of the Netherlands. Boenik researching papers. Papers belonging to an old friend of Einstein. Fingerprints of Einstein on these papers. 16-page document dated 1924. Einstein's work on this last theory. Behavior of atoms at low temperature. Now known as the Bose-Einstein condensation. The manuscript to be kept at Leiden University, where Einstein got the Nobel Prize. Write a report which has 4 paragraphs, one each on what was unearthed, who unearthed it and when, what the document contained, where it will be kept. Your report could begin like this. Student unearths Einstein manuscript. 21st August 2005. An original handwritten Albert Einstein manuscript has been unearthed at a university in the Netherlands. Dictation. Your teacher will dictate these paragraphs to you. Write down the paragraphs with correct punctuation marks. In 1931, Charlie Chaplin invited Albert Einstein, who was visiting Hollywood, to a private screening of his new film, City Lights. As the two men drove into town together, passers-by waved and cheered. Chaplin turned to his guest and explained, "The people are applauding you because none of them understands you and applauding me because everybody understands me." One of Einstein's colleagues asked him for his telephone number one day. Einstein reached for a telephone directory and looked it up. "You don't remember your own number?" the man asked, startled. "No," Einstein answered. "Why should I memorize something I can so easily get from a book?" Bracket. In fact, Einstein claimed never to memorize anything which could be looked up in less than 2 minutes. For example, Einstein became a gifted amateur violinist.